teaching for tomorrow in the climate of today. Inspiring educators globally. Never stop learning. Never stop growing. The best teachers teach from the heart. Welcome to Powerful Pedagogy. Powerful. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Powerful Pedagogy. And I'm honored to have with me in the house today, educator Eric Royo. Yo, Eric, you are doing some amazing things out there. And for those of you who are tuning in, Eric has literally like just come up with this amazing hip hop building blocks curriculum that he is helping schools to just sort of incorporate into their own curriculum. So Eric, I'm so happy you're on here. I would love for you to just talk about, how did you even get into this? Like, what inspired this?
Yeah, well, first, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You know, just having reach out to you and then that quick connection. And then next thing you know, I'm over here. So I appreciate that, just so I can speak my word and get it out to the people. So, but yeah, you know, I grew up in the hip hop generation in that early 90s. You know, that was my coming of age era where hip hop was just, it was just everywhere, right? Like, it was just so pure and it was just so lyrical and it was so many different directions and you could just kind of jump in. It was just, you know, I'm from New York, you know, born and raised. So especially being in New York, exactly, you know, what the era was and hip hop was everywhere. And it was beyond just the music. Like, you know, you didn't have to be a rapper or a DJ or whatever to just be part of the culture, right? You was just the way you talk, the way you walk, the things you listen to, the styles, just everything was hip hop. So that's just kind of how I grew up. And that's what kind of made me who I am, right? Listening to the sounds. I took it in a different direction. I started becoming an MC, right? I guess first I would start off just freestyling in parks. That was something we did. I was just part of the culture. You know, you want to get out the house. You want to just be with your friends. You know, you're 15, 16. Right. And it's just something we did, right? You just, other people
have the ciphers in the
park. Have your ciphers, yeah. Right? Other things were happening. And then the cipher would just kind of set off. And that was just kind of the peer building. That was just most of my peers were MCs. And that's just something we did. It wasn't a profession in any way. It was just, we were talking and all of a sudden it's kind of the way we communicated, really. It's just, I hear what somebody was saying and I kind of feed off them and I jump in and someone else, it was just our language, right? It was just the way we spoke to each other. So it's just how I felt comfortable, you know, and I kind of moved in the direction of more formally writing songs. I started writing lyrics kind of like maybe my early 20s, right, kind of late teens, right after high school, where I was in this weird phase, right? You know what I was doing in life, right? It was like many people, I tried to go to college, went to like a community college, and I was like, you know what, I'm trying. This ain't really my jam right now. And just writing lyrics just kind of was a way for me to have an outlet, right? And to really focus my thoughts, you know, kind of just started with these streams of consciousness that I got a book and I was just like, let me just write how I'm feeling right now. And that started coming in to the rhyme, you know, aspect of it. I got with some other MCs who were more seasoned in terms of writing songs. Just started off as friendships, places I worked that, you know, I saw that they were more MCs and then they wrote songs. And I was like, wow, okay, let me actually try to put a song and a hook together, right? And then I started making beats just to go so I had something to rap to. And it started to kind of snowball. And, you know, we had a group. We eventually formed a group called Apostles. That's old school group out there. And we actually we did a lot of recording and put songs together. And, you know, it really, again, it was just the camaraderie and just that feeling of creating something. It was just another thing that, like a feeling of accomplishment, right? And a feeling of had this focus on these things that I wanted to put together that I could put out to the world and let people hear my thoughts and my feelings. And it just started to become something.
Wow. And you took this way of connecting in your youth and you brought it into the classroom as an educator.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, fast forward many, you know, a couple years and careers, and I moved more into the educational realm in my life. I was kind of a natural educator, and in hip hop, and funny enough, being an MC is kind of like being a teacher, right? That's kind of the style that I brought with it. It was just you in front of the group, you're in front of a stage, and you just speaking, right? And you having people participate in different ways, and there's just an energy involved. I mean, that's really how I brought hip hop, without even thinking about it, into the classroom. It was just, I was a natural MC, and that's, I started just being an MC in front of kids, you know, and over the years, I started to bring other aspects of hip hop culture in. Number one, really just honestly, it became a way for me to set the environment to a place that I felt comfortable. And then I was like, okay, I can, right. I can teach this way, you know, because being a teacher, specifically in independent schools that are majority white schools that have a certain culture in a certain way that, you know, I'm kind of coming in that's not 100% used to that. I'm trying to feel it out. I'm trying to feel comfortable here. And that was one way for me to do that, to say, you know what, let me work with these kids and bring this hip hop environment in here. And that's really how this kind of hip hop pedagogy started. It was just like, how do I just bring the environment into the classroom? And I was just through music, that was through the dance and just having it wasn't anything formal at first, right? It was just, let me just do this today. Let me play some Afrika Bambaataa. Let's see what they do with it, right? Let me just show them some top rocking. Let me, you know, even though my knees ain't where they were, but let me just do it and see and see what happens. And, you know, then, you know, naturally with the art and graffiti, and then with the lyrics, with the rhyming. I remember I would just kind of start just freestyling in class one day, you know, directions, because kids wasn't listening. So I was just freestyling a cleanup song, you know, like, or just things like that, right? Just to, again, just that environment, getting them to feel it. And I just saw their reaction to it. So I started kind of doing it a little more formally and more thoughtful of, okay, how do I start my year off with this environment? What are some of the tools that I need? What are some of the ideas and things I want to kind of show them to guide them into this kind of hip hop environment? And then just kind of sprung from there. Just every year I found something new that I could implement or do or try out. And I started just documenting it and say, you know what, this is how I start my year. This is the environment I started to create. Here are some ways we can bring hip hop culture in on a more formal level. And I listened to the kids and where they take it. And it just kind of grew. Just kind of grew from there. So.
I love it. So there's that emergent aspect too. I'm still like trying to think like, yo, I wish I could have heard you like rap the cleanup song. Like,
you know,
make it fun to do, and your friends will help you too.
That's it. Put bars down. You got to put bars down. So.
Exactly.
For sure. So.
But I would love, you know, you talk a lot about how you sort of start it, but then, you know, each class you have is different and they right. take it somewhere else. So like the emergent piece of that curriculum.
For sure. I try to bring hip hop in the lens of the different elements, right? Because, you know, mm-hmm. breaking, DJing, you know, rapping, graffiti, because they're different art forms that different kids kind of are drawn to in different ways, right? And so I kind of show them these elements. We kind of just kind of have fun with them. And each class, each year, there's different kids that kind of are drawn to different things and pull the class in different directions, right? So when I see, you know, some years a class was really just dancing, and that's kind of what they want to do. And so that's kind of the direction we go in, right? We kind of look, oh, where does this dance come from? And all of a sudden we're looking at, you know, salsa and African dance and different things. We kind of go on these inquiries where it's like, okay, let's explore where that came from, right? Because they enjoy it, right? So the first point is bringing that joy to it. They have fun. And then, oh, then you question, well, what do you think this came from, right? Because they bought into it already, right? They had fun with it. Now we can get into the crust, you know, in that inquiry and the learning aspect of it. You know, in some years, some of the kids were just more lyrical, right? They love poetry. And, you know, we started to look at, okay, well, you know, rap and poetry are very similar, right? So
absolutely.
When they start to see it and start to form poems, and I say, well, let's see if we can put that to a beat. Let's try that. And, you know, there's different exercises. Once I see that they're into it, there's different exercises I do to try to strengthen their skills, right? How to rap to a beat, how to just start with rhyming your name or we take a book that has a rhyme, we say it to a rhythm just so they can get into right. the idea of, okay, I'm putting words to a beat now. And then things like that would evolve into them just really just writing their own lyrics, which, you know, when I worked with second graders, and when I tell you, like, the depth of some of their lyrics was just incredible, right? That you couldn't imagine a second grader writing about their feelings, their thoughts, their ideas of the world, the way they view it. They can put that down this art form that, you know, it's free, it's theirs. I'm not checking it. It's not a writer's workshop where I'm like, you know, I need to see if you did these strategies. It's not about that. It's
punctuation. About, exactly. And all that other stuff.
It's right. how do you get these ideas out? I show them what I do. I'll show them examples so they can see, you know, I want to try this, I want to try that. But what they come out of it is just amazing. So same with the art. This last year, I was able to bring in turntables, and I saw certain kids were like, who just had that mathematical mind. Maybe they're a little introverted, which a lot of DJs are just introverted because they're into their music, right? And they were like, let me just put these two records on, and I'm mixing music. And no one taught them how to do that. They just were interested in it. They had the eye for it. My approach really is just, let me just bring these tools in. Let me just show them. Let me expose them to some of these, crafts of hip hop. And they're going to go and bring it to where they want. And then I can help them. I can guide them along the way or show them different things that I see they're interested in. And then it just becomes what they want with it. So that's really how it just.
And that's huge. Because if you think about the lyrical aspect, mm-hmm. That's literacy skills.
Exactly.
You think about the breaking, dancing aspect, talking about gross motor, coordination, mm-hmm. when you're talking about graffiti, fine motor, the art, I feel like you're hitting on a lot of the sort of fundamentals of education, even through this curriculum.
For sure. For sure. I mean, and that's really how I see education in general, right? Hip hop pedagogy is just really a framework for me to just how I approach education, right? Whatever it is, I look at it from a cultural lens. I feel like you need to have some kind of cultural connection in the classroom, right? That the kids can really enjoy, be part of, grow together. And then you show them a lot of different tools. You talk about the history of that culture in different ways. And it just leads into the reading, the literacy, the math, right? The science, using how to mix things together. All that stuff comes in. It just, you need something to stabilize it, to bring them in, right? And I think that's just how I approach education. I don't look at it as here, you need to learn these skills in isolation, or, you need to do these things because this is what the curriculum says. But it's like, how do we create something where you want to be in school every single day? You can't wait because you're part of this bigger thing.
Right. And you're excited.
And then that's hip hop. Each one teach one, right? That's how I learned a lot of things about life. Just being with older people in a block party. We just chopping it up. Right. And I'm tuned in because I'm already bought into what's going on. So when you try to teach me some lessons of life, I'm there with you already. So that's really just that's the bigger idea of hip hop pedagogy. It's just, how do you bring them in? How do you get the culture there?
Yeah. And the social emotional piece is huge, because not only are they expressing their feelings and their thoughts, but they're also listening to their peers. Right.
Exactly.
And just sort of forming a newfound respect for each other.
Right. For sure. And really, just like hip hop, no one is you're learning from your peers all the time. Right. No one's really mm-hmm. saying, this is how you rap. This is how you break down or break. Right. This is the graffiti style. You just look at what someone else did and you try it. Right. And then maybe you change it up a little bit to add your own flavor to it. But you see what someone else is doing, and they're inspiring you. And I think that's really what I'm trying to create in the class, too, is I'm there. I'm part of the class. So I want you to be inspired by me. But I also want you to be inspired by this other person who just wrote this rhyme and just performed it and spit it. This is what's possible as a second grader. And I think when kids see their peers do that, that's so much more powerful than a teacher saying, even though a teacher is there to really encourage and support, there's nothing more powerful than seeing your friends, someone next to you who is going through the same things you're going through at that age, right? The same developmental level in a lot of ways. And you're like, oh, wow. Okay. I do believe I could do it. This person just did that. So that's that social emotional aspect of it too, is that I want them to really feed off their peers. And it comes from that community, building that culture together. And there's always going to be naturally somebody does something quicker or takes to something, a little easier. And that's going to be who helps and shows other people in the class okay, this is possible.
Yeah. And I, of course, I have to ask you, why hip hop? What about the story of hip hop just sort of inspired you to just literally run with this? And the origins of the culture.
Yeah, well, hip hop is just dope. It's just the meaning of dopeness.
It's
like America's best asset we've ever had, really, just culture of hip hop. And it's honestly a story that has changed or hasn't really been told or has been diluted in a lot of ways. And it's been retold by people who aren't necessarily part of the culture, who, trying to take things from the culture, right? Want it to be a certain way because there's money behind it. And I think, it's grown into this big multi-billion-dollar industry, but at the heart of it, it's just a culture that any poor person it's for them, right? It's for poor people. That's who it was created by, and that's who it's created for, right? It's created for oppressed people. It's created for people who had no other outlet, right? We're in this place.
Who had no voice.
No voice. We're in this place in the Bronx. We're immigrants. We're African-Americans, right? People from descendants of slavery, things that their power stripped from them. And it's amazing because they created something that's worldwide, literally out of nothing else but their own imagination and just energy. And I think, to me, that's just a beautiful story to tell kids coming into a class.
Yeah.
That this is what this group did, right? Like, right. We can do that. Like, you don't need power. Kids don't always have power. And I think there's a lot of similarities to that.
I was going to say, there's definitely a correlation between that, because sometimes kids are not heard and
exactly.
are marginalized, and their voices, you know, are marginalized. So absolutely.
So it's like, here's what has been done. Here are some of the ways they did it. Like, let's run with it, right? Like, now it's your turn. This is your voice. How do you want to have your voice? Yeah. So you know, that's hip hop. That's hip hop.
So you've been working, you consult with schools now mm-hmm. who are interested in sort of bringing this cutting edge pedagogy
for
to
sure.
their institutions. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do with schools and sort of how it's going. Yeah.
Well, I run a company called Hip Hop Building Blocks. And we basically cultivate hip hop culture in schools through like assemblies, maybe workshops, professional development, working with teachers to bring curriculum in. You know, I bring the elements with me. So our assemblies, these presentations, they talk about the history of the culture. That's really, really where we start, because it's important for kids and everyone to know where this all came from, right? Just the foundation of it. We look through the lens of the elements, right? How that evolved over time, what they're about, and then we showcase them, right? So I'll bring a DJ, professional DJ in, and a breakers and graffiti artists that put these dope murals together, MCs, and then I invite the kids to participate, to try it their own. Awesome. So we'll do different workshops where the kids will work with, you know, one of these professionals, and again, they can demonstrate, but then they give them the realm to say, okay, here's some of the tools. Let's see what you can create. Here's some guidelines of what we're going to do, but then here, you try it, see what you can come up with. And I've also worked with teachers, because there have been a lot of teachers who are like, hey, how do I do this? I want to try this in my class. Some who are deep in the hip hop culture, and that's their life, and they see like, okay, right. Yeah, I want to bring this in. What are some things you've done? And then there's some teachers who are like, I have no idea. I'm not hip hop at all, or I don't really listen hip hop. I'm not part of culture, but I do see the value because they see the connection that it can make with kids. So it's kind of a wide range when working with teachers, and I try to, again, sometimes I got to teach them first, right? And I tell all teachers that even if you don't know about the culture, like, go on an inquiry, right? That's important. That's the first part, like, learn about the history a little bit. And there's plenty of places to do that, and then see what connects to you, right? Connects to your history and your culture, and how do you bring hip-hop into that, as opposed to say, oh, let me teach all just about hip-hop. How do I bring aspects of my culture and use hip-hop in certain ways with these different elements so they can bring it into their classroom?
Which is awesome. You know, and I think I've been doing my own research, and, you know, they've actually found that research shows that hip hop can be used to teach critical thinking skills, mm-hmm. critical literacy, media literacy, STEM skills, critical consciousness. Like, you know, it's really made some significant roads, even into higher education well. But just, you know, what it's doing for these young ones mm-hmm. and just the way it brings them together, and just giving these students the opportunity to gain this deeper understanding of hip hop culture, right? By engaging with these elements.
For sure. And I talk to
pretty revolutionary.
And I always, you know, some people are like, well, how do you teach this to kids who might be majority white, right? Or is there something where, you know,
Which you have done, right?
And again, I try to tell people mm-hmm. it's not that I'm just, here's the culture, this is what it is, now go do it. It's how do we talk about your own culture through these elements, right? So it's not just teaching about hip hop, but teaching through it. And there's two different things, two different aspects of that, right? Like, it's important to know where this culture came from, but then here's rapping or here's artwork. Now, how do you express where you're from, right? How do you expect your family or your identity, right? So it's putting the onus on them and their historical identity and culture, but you're just using these tools that are really like tools that have been around forever, right? Like art is not new to hip hop. It's just a certain style that they use, right? Like rapping or talking isn't new to, isn't hip hop didn't invent that necessarily, but they use it a specific way. So it's just like, how do we use those tools to bring out what's already in you?
And that's huge because, you know, there's the identity work that goes into it, right? Like, mm-hmm. how do you represent who you are, your culture, where you come from through art, right? Graffiti, through rhyme, you know, through even through dancing, yeah, through music. Like, how do we represent ourselves? And so the identity work that piece holds is pretty huge, I would think.
Yeah, that's that fifth element, knowledge, right? Like, that's the one.
So what are the elements? Will you break down really quickly? Like,
DJ, breaking, graffiti, and rap. Knowledge of yourself, put yourself on the map, right? Like, the element, those are the tools that people use to express themselves. And it's really all about that knowledge of yourself, right? Using these tools to express who you are, where you came from, what you're about. Right. And we look as in hip hop, right? Like a lot of people, or the people who created hip hop, mostly were African American, right? Whose culture was cut off, right? Because of slavery, right? So it's like, that was that tool to say, you know what? I need to use these crafts that have been used throughout my generation, or throughout, you know, passed on through generations. Music has been passed on. The art has been passed on. Now, how do I use this to represent and find who I am? And I think that's that big part of hip hop that, you know, got cut off really quick, right? Because when you empower people who are oppressed, that's a problem if you're the oppressor. When they see that, that's when they were like, oh no, we can't have that knowledge aspect. Let's sing and dance. That's cool, right? But speaking about who you are and where you come from, let's see if we can move away from that. And that's really why I tell the story, because you can see even just through hip hop, just evolution, like how it used to be big groups, right? Now it's separate. You know, it used to be black men and black women in 3, 4, 5, right? Wu-Tang Clan, like these crews of people. And it's like, no, let's make it an individual. That's what we want, right? We don't want groups anymore. We want even female MCs who used to spit, you know, lyrics, right? Like real deep lyrics. And it's like, well, let's just sexualize it. I'm not saying that's terrible to sexualize lyrics. That's happened throughout. But like, that's all you see now with female MCs, just sexualized content. And then men too, right? It's just a lot of sexualized, you know, all these things that are, you know, people want, oh, let's see that. That's what I want to see. And
like kind of negative aspects of it, you know, but like, I think.
Or just one aspect of the culture, right?
Yeah. It's only one. There are ways to sort of take, you know, the positive aspects, right? And the fact that, you know, a lot of these MCs, they're telling stories of their hardship. And you're right, sometimes people don't want to hear about hardship.
Right.
But translate that into a second grade classroom where children are able to share their hardships.
Exactly.
Or things that may be hard or challenging to them with each other, and how, like you said, how they're feeling. And then, you know, again, that whole social emotional piece is pretty huge.
Right. And I want the people in the world, the kids, to know like the tools of hip hop can be used in any way, right? There are many different ways to use it. Over time, it's been used in so many ways to express yourself in different ways. And I feel like I don't want them to just think this is the only way you can express yourself through rap, is because that's what they see right now, right? It's like, it's a tool.
Right.
Use it how you want to use it to express who you are.
Fantastic. So tell people how, if someone is interested, will you tell us, like, how can we find you? How could we work with you?
I'm not at the point where I could just say Google me. I ain't there yet, 100%. My name ain't that big in the streets. It's getting there. Soon you could just Google me. But you can Google hiphopbuildingblocks.com. That's the name of my company, hiphopbuildingblocks.com.
And you have a YouTube channel as well.
The YouTube there. So if you go to the site, you'll see you can get the links to the YouTube channel and the Instagram. Because I try to put these little clips and videos of what I do with kids in the classroom with hip hop, just so people can kind of see it. You know, I'm putting together some lesson plans, some video lessons, so that, you know, you want to see, oh, how do I talk about rap? Here's a little 5-3-5 minute history of rap, right? Here's a history of MC and history of DJing. Just so I can, you know, people can find, because I try to look for it myself. Like, how do I explain history of DJing to young people? And there's nothing really out there to talk to young kids in an authentic way. So I'm putting together these little, you know, 2-3 minute videos that talk about different aspects of hip hop culture, the history, some of the key players that are, that, you know, are really needed to be known. And yeah, so you can hip hop building blocks, and then you can contact me through that. You can, you know, have me, we can talk about coming to different schools and things of that nature through that contact. But yeah,
yes, and trust me, you want Eric at your school. I've seen him in action. I mean, he provides trainings, professional development, all of that. You know, he'll help you with, you know, curating your hip hop library, building class routines, designing lesson plans, like all of that. And like you said, also just, you know, background knowledge of the culture. And just sort of how teachers could implement it. And I just know what I've learned or seen from you, I've actually implemented it into my classroom of little ones.
That's what I'm talking about.
As well. Even the rhyming, you know, like, you know, with young children, rhyming is huge. And so I find that, you know, there are ways to plug in the literacy part, you know, through rhyme. And they love it. And again, when you add music to it, it just gives it like this different dynamic that children really, they gravitate toward it.
Yeah.
They
and really that's really the elements, right? That's just the art forms. It's like kids love the art forms. That's their language in a lot of ways. Before they can really read and write and speak, it's like they can draw. They can hear music. They can tap a beat, right? They can just... Some kids, I feel like we're not, there's a lot of, when we take that away and don't, there's a lot of kids who are straight geniuses that we're not allowing them to participate in the way that their genius can really shine, right? It's like, so trying to get those geniuses out, so.
Well, one of the things that I do want to say before we end is I've actually taught some of your second grader students when you had them, when they were younger, three, 4 years old. And when they were in my class, they may have been probably a lot more introverted and shy and maybe timid at speaking. And there was something about the way they were in your class. And I've seen those same shy, timid to speak children kick a rhyme and literally is like, oh my gosh, like this
you?
Is them now.
That's
and
you?
Just, right, you, oh my gosh. And just seeing how empowered they felt to do this and just sort of shedding that skin of shyness and being afraid to talk.
Right.
And, you know, you've really sort of transformed some of the students that you've worked with. And I'm definitely a witness to that.
Oh, for sure. Well, they inspire me, right? I see them and their confidence gives me confidence. So it's a give and take situation there. So, but for sure.
Yeah. It's amazing. So again, if you want to find Eric or reach out to him, go to hiphopbuildingblocks.com. And in the words of Truck D, to live a life you love, you must love the life you live. What's your favorite hip hop verse? Like, close us out. What's your favorite like saying or quote? And totally put
my favorite hip hop verse is just like thinking of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. Well, that's my joint right there. That's that.
Yes.
You know? Rakim.
Absolutely.
I love it. I love it. That whole verse. That whole verse inspired me to like, let me go out and just hustle and do what I want to do in life.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I'm so inspired, and I hope others are by today's conversation.
I appreciate it.
Eric, I'm pretty sure people are going to be hitting you up because, you're really doing something phenomenal with these young people. So thank you for your dedication.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's good to see you again.
And to the culture.
To the culture. Hip hop forever.
You know what? That's what's up. Peace out.
All right. Powerful, powerful, powerful.